so in fifth grade, in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, all my friends, Danny Walters, Corey Nelson, Jimmy Hagel, they were in the Boy Scouts, right? And they were always talking about Boy Scouts and archery and making knots and camping and merit badges and fun Boy Scout stuff. I wanted to be in the Boy Scouts and do that stuff. Every Thursday, everyone wore their Boy Scout uniforms to school before going over to Danny Walters' house. So I asked Danny's pop if I could be a Boy Scout too. He said, of course you can. All you gotta do is go down to the place on University Avenue, get your Boy Scout uniform, and you're in. So I told my buddies I was a Boy Scout too, and they said it was about time because it was crazy fun. That Thursday, everybody wore their uniforms, but I didn't have mine yet. And Mr. Walters said it was okay this time, but he needed me to go down to University Avenue and pick it up. I promised him I would. The next Thursday, I told Mr. Walters they were waiting for a new shipment of uniforms or whatever. All right, but you gotta get that taken care of. The next week, I told him that I had it, I just forgot we were supposed to wear it on Thursday. And the way he looked at me, I knew my time was running out. Because you know, I hadn't asked my parents to buy me a Boy Scouts uniform. I hadn't asked them to buy me Jack. Our house wasn't in a buying people stuff kind of situation. I thought maybe if I waited it out, sometimes things got better for a while. And if I timed it just right, you never know. So after school that day, I just walked around. Walked around for a long time planning what I was going to say, how I was going to say it. You know, because I just need the uniform, and I don't think it's that expensive. Maybe we could put it on layaway. And it's good being the Boy Scouts because they do lots of educational stuff with the reading and the museums. And I finally got home. I opened the door and I just listened. Didn't take but a few moments before my spidey senses told me that this too was a bad day. So the next day, I told Mr. Walters I wasn't going to be able to participate in Boy Scouts that year because I already had a full activity calendar. And he told me to let him know if I changed my mind. I promised I would. And that Thursday, when everyone showed up with their Boy Scout uniforms on, I actually breathed easier. Because you know, like I said before, I really didn't want to be in the Boy Scouts anyway. Today on Snap Judgment, from WNYC, we proudly present The Weight of the World. Stories from real people carrying around more than you know. My name is Glenn Washington. Please, award yourself a merit badge. You've earned it because you're listening. You're listening to Snap Judgment.